वो कर रहे हैं तो वहां पे जाके बैठ सकते हैं।
You're knowing English, sir? You know English? English? Sir? English name? No. He should go in the back. I know he doesn't speak English. You see, the face is the index of the mind. I always know who doesn't actually speak English. They can't bluff it, you know. You are speaking English, sir? Huh? He speaks English? This gentleman? I don't think so. You're English speaking, sir? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 9, text 32. It's 31, is it? 31's on the board? Yes? 31 and 32. Srideva Ucho. Srideva Ucho. Namaste Jagnavirya. Vayase Utate Namaha. Namaste Yasta Chakraya. Namasupura Hutaye. Srideva Ucho. Namaste Jagnavirya. Vayase Utate Namaha. Namaste Yasta Chakraya. Namasupura Hutaye. Sudeva Ocho. Namaste Jagnavirya. Vayase Utate Namaha. Namaste Yasta Chakraya. Namasupura Hutaye. Next. Deva Ocho. Namaste Jagnavirya. Utate Namaha. Say Yasta Chakraya. Usuru Hutaye. Hmm. Translation. You're English speaking, sir? Yes, you're a good wife. Ladies all speaking English. The demigod said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are competent to give the results of sacrifice, and you are also the time factor that destroys all such results in due course. You are the one who releases the chakra to kill the demons. Hint, hint. You see how they're hinting? Yes, no? You understand? You are the one who releases the chakra to kill the demons. That's a hint, isn't it? That's right. They want something. O Lord, who possesses many varieties of names, we offer respectful obeisances unto you. Text 32. Yate gatinam tishrinam. Yate gatinam tishrinam. Ishitu paramam padam. Ishitu paramam padam. Navachino visargasya. Dhatu veditum arhati. Yate gatinam tishrinam. Ishitu paramam param. Naravachino visargasya. Tato veditum arhati. Next. Translation. O Supreme Controller, you control the three destinations: promotion into the heavenly planets, birth as a human being, and condemnation to hell. In other words, Bhur, Bhuvasva, upper, middle, lower planetary systems. Yet your supreme abode is Vaikuntha Dham. Since we appeared after you created this cosmic manifestation. Your activities are impossible for us to understand. We therefore have nothing to offer you but our humble obeisances. Please repeat, O Supreme Controller. Give it some life. You control the three destinations: promotion to the heavenly planets, birth as a human being, and condemnation in hell. Condemnation in hell. You know, to condemn, you know, to put down, to like a bad court ruling, down, condemn, to condemn. Yet your supreme abode is Vaikuntha Dham. Since we appeared after you created this cosmic manifestation, your activities are impossible for us to understand. We therefore have nothing to offer you but our humble obeisances. Purpurpa Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. An inexperienced man generally does not know what to beg from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under the jurisdiction of the created material world, and no one knows what benediction to ask when praying to the Supreme Lord. People that generally pray to the promoted to the heavenly planets because they have no information of Vaikuntha Loka. Sri Madhavacharya quotes the following verse: Deva Lokat Vichuri Lokat Niryach Chapi Yat Paramam Jishribya Paramangstanam Vaishnavang Vidusham Gati. There are different planetary systems known as Devaloka, the planets of the demigods, Pitraloka, the planet of the Pitas, in Niraya, the hellish planets. When one transcends these various planetary systems, and enters Vaikuntha Loka, he achieves the ultimate resort of the Vaishnavas. Note the word resort. Resort. If you want some relief from mundane life, where do people go? A resort. So it is a nice place. Generally, resorts are green. There may be some fountains, waterfalls. A nice environment for relief from the suffering condition, isn't it? Huh? Well, all of these things are, we can find a few places in the material world that are resorts. But we can't imagine how wonderful is the ultimate resort of the Vaishnavas. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our destination is Brajadam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There we find the best waterfalls, the best lotus flowers, the best birds, talking birds. We find the best forests, pure water, so many infinite types of blossoming, highly scented flowers, no Kali Yuga duds, you know, no these days. Unfortunately, the commercial flowers are nothing but cellulose anymore. I mean, it's embarrassing, you know, when you want to pass around the flowers and you give a flower, and what's the first thing a devotee do? First thing a devotee do is sniff the flower. He or she sniffs the flower, but it's embarrassing if you hand it, maybe Maha flower, but you hand a devotee and it's stiffer than plastic, you know. This is not very nice. But in the spiritual, even on the higher planets, it's not like that. Everything is first class. Pukka, that's why people want to go there, you know. But in Vaikuntha and Brajadam, it is beyond any material conception, beyond the best that the material world has to offer. So, the word resort, but given by, but is therefore very significant. That person achieves the ultimate resort of the Vaishnavas. When transcending Bhur, Bhuva, and Sva, upper, middle, planetary, and lower systems. So, Vaishnavas have nothing to do with the other planetary systems. Okay, that's the end of the purport. Everyone pronounce Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale. Namaste Sarvari Deve Gurubhave. Om Aginat Manindasya Gina Gina Sadakaya Mridam Gina Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Titanya Manuvistam Stapitam Gina Bhutale Bharati Svapadantiham Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chitaparagamanam Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagitam Sagana Ragunitam Natam Stam Sajaivam Tam Savarupam Parijana Saitam Sikrishna Taitanya Devam Ta Krishna Param Sagana Laita Sri Visakana Tamsta He Krishna Karuna Shakapa Guru Bastya. Jaya Sri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda. So in the previous shloka, we have mentioned the devas. They are dropping a hint to the Supreme Lord. That you are the one who releases the chakra to kill the demons. I mean, this is a very strong hint, you know. A reminder to the Supreme Lord, you're the protector of the devotees, Bhakta Vatsala. You're the protector. You kill demons. We know you kill demons. So, by the way, there's a demon over here, will you please kill him? But they don't, they're too polite to say that yet, you know. They're just hinting very nicely, very respectfully, they're hinting that he's famous for killing demons. So indirectly they're saying, look, will you just kill that demon over there, please, you know. Or this is the Sakama devotees. And in the previous verses, 26, 27, they're glorifying him as the person who protects the demigods who are always harassed by the demons. He says, let us take shelter of him, the Supreme Person, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us his protection. So, of course, it's very nice to ask the Supreme Lord for protection. There's nothing wrong with that. We recited that verse previously, everyone, please. Akama Sambhukama. Come on, come on, louder. Akama Sambhukama. Let's say it again. Akama Sambhukama Uka Maksakama Vidaryan. Whether you are full of material desires or whether you have no material. So, sarva kama means full of, sarva. Sarva means all. So if you're full of material desires, you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the best. Or akama, if you haven't got any material desires. So, as you know, you put an A in front of a Sanskrit word, it reverses the meaning. So akama means, same as nishkama, no material desire. Whether you are, in other words, pure devotee, high-class devotee, or whether sarvakama, you're full of material, but either case, you should worship the Supreme Lord, either way. Of course, this is encouraging news for the neophytes, because, you know, neophytes are covered by material desires, But they have some attraction. They are in Krishna's fan club. But in this case, we see that the demigods are, this is not a fan club issue, the demigods are desperate. And it is the will of the Lord that puts them in that situation. Please consider. If the Lord wanted to, by His mystic power, He's Yogeshwar, the supreme magician, right? A supreme mystic. So He can do anything. He can create a universe on His will. He can create unlimited, and He does create unlimited universes simply by His will. He doesn't have to do any work. Shastra says He has no work to do. He doesn't have to do anything. It's not like people in this world have to go to their 8 to, in India it's 8 to 8, 12 hours. In the U.S. it's 9 to 5. You know, but so you just to keep a chapati on the table, some sabji for the family, and a roof over the head. 12 hours working, mudha. I mean, it's very rough life, tough life, you know. But for the Supreme Lord has nothing to do. That is a state clearly stated by the Shastra. He has nothing to do. Like a wealthy man has nothing to do. A wealthy man could play golf all day long if he wanted to. He's got his business manager, competent. He hires a competent business manager. If he wanted to, he could play golf all day long. But mostly they don't want to do that. They're mostly workaholics. Where, you know, alcoholic means addicted to drinking. Workaholic means addicted to working, just for the sake of working. Like, I always pick on Bill Gates, CEO of Microsoft. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to spend even one day working. He's got a massive staff of the best talent on the planet in the computer engineering field. Best talent on the planet. So he doesn't have to do anything. But he enjoys working. So the Supreme Lord also doesn't have to do anything, any kind of work he doesn't have to do. By His will, He can do everything. But in this pastime, we see that to give pleasure and a sense of satisfaction and to give shelter is to devotees, therefore He personally appears. And here it says that He appeared first in the heart of the devotees. So that's significant because, first of all, we have to develop attachment, rati. We have to develop detachment for the Lord first. Then the Lord can, you know, appear externally. But first of all, some qualification has to be there. Internally, that is the point. Internally, there must be some qualification first. So it is significant that the Lord appeared first in their hearts, so that indicates that although they are Sakama devotees, but the Lord is so merciful, you see, that He appears in the hearts of the devotees. And then externally He appears for the devas. I mean, they're very pious, you know, even though they're Sakama devotees. So we also mentioned before that we should take some encouragement if the Lord is willing to give so much loving mercy and support to the Sakama devotees, the devas, then why not for those who are dedicating their life in the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada? Why not? How could they be less? You understand? So, even a preaching neophyte in our society is better placed than the devas. Oh yes, certainly. It's a fact. A preaching neophyte will gradually become purified, or sometimes they'll become rapidly purified because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Everyone, he's the ultimate ashraya. He's the ultimate shelter. Prabhupada's the ultimate shelter. He is, you could say, giant lotus feet. You could say covering the whole universe like Vamanadev in one sense. Of course, he's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Chaitanya Charitamrita says that such a great soul is the Supreme Personality of Servant of Godhead, uncommon devotee. Supreme Personality of Servant of Godhead, that phrase is very important. That is Sakshat Jiri Vena Samasya Shasti, as good as God. So he has the power to give shelter to the whole universe. It's not a problem. An ordinary person or even an ordinary guru, they may have a problem at some point with numbers of disciples, but Srila Prabhupada is not limited by those kinds of limitations. He's in the same category as Narada Muni. Narada Muni is not limited by the confines of time and space. So Srila Prabhupada, we have to understand, is in the same league as Narada Muni. This is very important. Narada Muni is Mahajan, Prabhupada is also Mahajan. We have to understand this point. He's also Mahajan. There are more than 12 Mahajans. Just there are 12, you could say, famous Mahajans. But Prabhupada himself declares that there are more than 12 Mahajans, you see. So from the description of what is Mahajan, we can understand that Srila Prabhupada is a Mahajan. But you see, because he's a Vaishnav, the most perfect Vaishnav, so he's not going to come out and say, I am Mahajan. He's not going to, because that's not what Vaishnavs do. Real Vaishnavs don't do that. Real Vaishnavs don't brag about themselves. They may brag about other things for preaching purposes. I told you that Prabhupada used to brag, in Los Angeles we have 50 cars, 50 automobiles. Well, I used to live in Los Angeles, you know, there was not 50 automobiles in the devotee fleet, but there was maybe 10, 12 cars perhaps. But Prabhupada said, in Los Angeles we have, preaching in India, he says, in Los Angeles we have 50 automobiles. So people say, oh yes, yes, I think I should participate in this car. This is very good. They have got opulence, Aishwarya. Everybody's looking for Aishwarya Bhav in the beginning until you become purified into Braja Bhav. But that takes some time, you know. You can't just snap your fingers and enter into Braja Bhav. It is not so easy. Because once you enter into Braja Bhav, it's a one-way street. You understand? One-way street means no turning back. There may be some delays, but no turning back. So therefore, Krishna is very, very careful about, yes, who he awards Braja Bhav to. Very careful. But the position of a Nitya Siddha devotee like Siddha Prabhupada, eternal resident of Braj like Siddha Prabhupada, is he's giving out these security passes to Loka Vrindavan, giving them out on the street, so to speak, to low-class people like us. He's giving out these passes to Braja Dham. That's the Nitya Siddha. That is Nitya Siddha. That is the resident of Braj. That is the great sign of Mahabhagavan. Ordinary person can't do that. Their heart isn't big enough. They haven't got that Mahaprem of a resident of Braj, who is giving out Krishna. So then Prabhupada is great because he told his disciples, I have created your good fortune. It is not that anyone should think, okay, I've taken up this process of Krishna consciousness, all I have to do is chant my 16 rounds and eat Krishna prasadam and I'll go back to Godhead. That's okay, that's fine. There's a little bit of work involved, however, and that work is, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, introspective sage. It means we have to look within We have to work on the heart condition. Our heart condition, we have to work on that. By applying the tools given by Acharya, not our own merit. If we think that we can become purified only on our own merit, then that's called that philosophy by which one pulls oneself up, karma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa. It's interesting that the entire West, the great United States of America, was built on karma mimamsa philosophy. Yes, it was. They didn't call it that, of course. But you know, in America, we study in American schools, school books, school children study what was called the Protestant work. Protestant is, of course, the, what do you call, sect of Christians, Protestants. It's called the Protestant work ethic. Protestant work ethic. Work hard, worship God, and God must reward you. So we see that the great United States of America was built on karma mimamsa philosophy. Yes. It was not built on the principle of pure devotional service. Never. Though they have some feeling for God, just like Prabhupada was very, very pleased at the United States dollar bill says, "In God we trust." Prabhupada really liked that. Really liked it. An indication that society is supposed to be built on theism, you know, to be successful. And the fact that they have "In God we trust" on a dollar bill may in fact be the success of the United States, you know, because some theistic conception is built in there, you see. So, karma mimamsa, that is low class. Just work hard and God, worship God, that's all right. But he's obligated to reward you. No, he isn't. That's a misunderstanding. If you're lucky, he may reward you. If he feels like it, he may reward you. There's nothing mechanical. So the idea is that one has to please God, first of all, actually. Of course, if you're pious, you can please God. That's all right. As we see, the devas are pious. They are pleasing the Supreme Lord. And he's so kind and merciful, even though they're full of material desires. But we always have to meditate on what we are in the line of Rupa Goswami. Now, if the prayers are by the devas here, we should contrast them with the Hangzaguya prayers that we heard in the fifth canto. Hangzaguya prayers. Everybody remember? Hangzaguya prayers. Huh? Oh, yeah, sixth canto. But as far as I recall, the Hangzaguya prayers are based on pure devotional service, isn't it? Huh? No, never mind daksha. I'm talking about the prayers, not daksha. Daksha borrowed the prayers, remember? He was not the author of the prayers. He was recited prayers by previous saints, which is very nice. He borrowed them. That's another story. He had the wrong attitude. But the prayers themselves were completely pure. As far as I recall, there's nothing fruitive in those prayers. They're simply unalloyed devotional prayers to the Supreme Lord without any motive. Akama. No motive there, just to glorify the Lord. Yes, Daksha borrowed them. And he was using them for his material purpose. That was his problem. It was not the problem of the prayers. It was not the defect of the prayers. But here we see that the material program is built into the prayers. There's a distinction. I'm making this distinction between the Hangzi Guhyu prayers that are based on pure devotional service. In other words, the prayers that Daksha borrowed were prayers made by great pure devotees. And because of that, they were effective. And Prabhupada told us many times we should learn and recite so many prayers from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So many prayers are there. Because there's so much potency in the words of the saints or incarnations and so forth. So much potency is there, so much purity. So Daksha got the benefit, just like Madhavananda was explaining, that the Supreme Lord is approached by the mercy of the devotees. So what we see that actually Daksha did not gain the darshan of Lord Vishnu by his own merit. He gained the darshan on the same principle that Madhavananda was explaining, that Daksha gained the darshan of the Supreme Lord Vishnu by the mercy of the previous acharyas who were situated on the platform of pure devotional service. Everyone say, please. Anya vilasata sanyam jnana kamara nana vita anukinena krishnanu chinam bhakta utamam. Again. Well, come on, don't fizzle out. Again. Anya vidasada sunyam jnana kamara navitam anukalena krishnano sinam bhakta utamam. Again. Anya vidasada sunyam jnana kamara navitam anukalena krishnano sinam bhakta utamam. So utamam. Utamam is the root of the word ultimate. Utamam, ultimate, you can hear it sounds the same, you know. Ultimate. So what is the ultimate practice of devotional service? Yes. Unmotivated, like the Bhagavatam says. Yaya atma samprasidati. Without motivation, isn't it? Huh? Savai bungsam paro dharmo jatu bhakti hojdi. Isn't it? Without motivation, isn't it? Yes. That is the Bhagavad conclusion. Yes. So that is not the program of the devas, you see. Rather, we see that Srila Rupa Goswami is the most perfect acharya. He is presenting the perfect, spotless, infallible Bhagavatam Siddhanta, you see. So we take that. Of course, we cannot come immediately to that platform, but at least we have to know. Our line is we're called Rupanugras. We are followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. So we have to know. At least we have to know our goal. If you want to go to Mumbai by car, but you haven't any roadmap and you don't know the national highways, you get into the car and you start driving, and it's not like driving around Delhi, you know, around Delhi you don't know your way around Delhi, you're trying to find some place. Excuse me, sir, do you know where such and such place is, you know, and you talk to different people along the road, somebody says it's that way. So you drive that way, you go 3 blocks down that way, and stop again. Excuse me, sir, do you know where such and such place is? It's that way, you know. That's the material situation, contradiction. But if you just get into a car and trying to drive to Mumbai, you know, but then you find out that you're driving towards Nepal instead. You don't have a road map. This is not a very good idea. You can't just get in a car and go. You have to know where you're going, and you have to have a map. Or at least, you know, have to know which highway to take. Yes. So that path is Bhakti Marg. Marg means path. So you have to know that path. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. So the Prayojana, you have to know. The destination. You have to know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, how are you ever going to get there? You see? So the destination is pure devotional service. That's all. Now, one thing that's worth noting is that the devas have been a little bit fruitive in their prayers. But sometimes in this last verse, text 32, they're showing a little bit of humility also. Because they're admitting, this is some satyam here, some truthfulness. We have nothing to offer you but our humble obeisances. That's quite sweet, actually. Now that is closer to the path of pure devotional service. That is the path of pure devotional service. What a devotee can offer to the Lord. So actually this is more in line with the mood of the gopis. What we can offer you, Krishna, what can we offer you? Like in the material world, sometimes it is said, what can you offer the man that has everything? A wealthy man who has got 6 Mercedes-Benz and some Rolls-Royce also, and a big estate, and 100 servants well-dressed, and, plenty of food and banquets and all these things. And what do you offer to a man like that? You know, he's already got everything. Gold, silver, huge bank accounts. What do you offer to a man like that? But when his grandson simply offers him something insignificant, maybe a toy, that's of value to the grandson, but is not of much value to the grandpa, because he already has everything. But that grandpa, the man who owns his estate, he'll place more value on that toy offered by his grandson than he will on, you know, $1 million business deal. That's just business. That's just daily routine. He doesn't place much importance on that. He's attached to it, but he places more importance on the toy offered to him by his grandson. Why? Priti Purvakam. Because it's offered with love. That's why. So Krishna places, that we know from Bhagavad Gita, Pacharam Puspam, everyone say, Pacharam Puspam Phalam Joyam Jome Bhakti Priyachati. We have to understand, a flower, a fruit, a leaf, or water, Krishna says, I will accept it. So that's like the child offering grandpa a toy that is of no value to grandpa, but he likes it. You know, so this principle of pure devotional service, this we have to understand. And so we see in this shloka at least, they sometimes have a glimpse, the devas may sometimes have a glimpse of pure devotional service. A glimpse. Because this last prayer offered, well, actually, we don't have anything of value to offer you except our obeisances. That's a nice offering, actually. That's in line with pure devotional service. So we see then what's happening is that the devas, they vacillate, or they go back and forth between fruitive and the conception of pure devotional service. They know something about the conception of pure devotional service, but it's difficult for them to disguise or cover their agenda. But here they are, you could, in this shloka, (clears throat) You could say in this shloka they have this glimpse of pure devotional service. So the Lord is therefore pleased with them. It's very wonderful. I just want to tell you something in closing. I just want to tell you something interesting. You know, my health has not been very good. It's been, you know, quite up, down, up, down. Lately I've been feeling quite dizzy. Nityadam Prabhu had to help me up the stairs. But, of course, we have one very nice dedicated devotee here, Shankarshan Nittai. I don't think he's well known for giving out benedictions, is he? It's not exactly his thing to give out benedictions, you know, right? I mean, he's not famous for giving benedictions. He's a hard-working earthy devotee, you know. Hard-working earthy devotee. Really down-to-earth, really grounded, you know. Hard-working. He knows that I haven't been feeling well lately. But it's very interesting because he gave me a benediction. He said, after class, you will feel better. Kijai! Haribal! So everyone should thank Shankarshan Nittai for giving me that benediction, you know. You know, my body's on one wavelength and I'm on another, so this is not so good. So the idea, we should try to bring the two together. At least I have to try to bring the two together. In the Bhagavatam, first canto, the sages say, one should desire nothing but good health. So that's not considered as material desire. Because why? Because without good health you can't serve properly, that's all. You can't serve properly without good health. It's, you know, it's going to limit the quality of the seva, isn't it? We see practically, you know, how devotees get cut down sometimes by bad health. So anyways, my request to you all is, of course, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Africa, so a big adventure, so to speak. African safari. Me and my deities on safari to Africa. So if you would kindly just all pray for me, I need this much loving support from the Vaishnavas. Because without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, we are nothing. Nothing. We can't do anything without. And this point was made very clear by Madhavananda, that without the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we cannot get Krishna. So we cannot get anything, actually, without the mercy of Vaishnavas. So my request is that you all pray for me so I can try to. Krishna can help me as ability and intelligence and keep mind and body together very nicely to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, serves the devotees. So all your mercy will be very helpful in that regards. And when you see Shankarshan Nittai, please thank him for that benediction. Jai. Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Bhavanande.